think of your many thoughts since last time. I think that you all are beginning to realize what your lives are about. And as you go about those daily lives, I see how much better you all are coping with your difficulties. To you all, I say, be pleased with yourselves, because you have grown much in a short time.
Thank you very much for that.
That does not mean that your life patterns will not be without difficulties, but you will begin to put things into perspective.
It's certainly helpful to be able to do that.
But I want to say to the lady, she still allows the troubles of others to weigh too heavily upon her shoulders.
Isn't it the lady, Sarah? Margaret.
The younger
of the two. Lady and Sarah. Information for you, dear.
We have spoken about this before, and she has improved, but still she allows too many problems to weigh her down. It is done because of the innate love that she has for her fellow beings, but still it is something to be cautious about.
Right, thank you. So detach a little more.
Yes.
If there isn't much purpose in the relationship.
Allow your love to flow, but allow other people to deal with their own problems.
Yes. Right. Thank you.
Any question you want to ask on that, Sarah?
Yes. It's obviously I need to concentrate more on my own development. And perhaps a little not worry so much about other people's problems.
It is not a matter of concentrating upon oneself.
No.
That is not what I mean. You must try to allow others to go forward in their lives. Show your love and consideration, but allow them to work through their own problems.
Yeah.
You cannot shoulder difficulties for others.
Yeah, I see.
You can offer help and love, but you must not try to solve all for other people. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, don't be so concerned,
I hear you think I make contradictions of what I have told you, but indeed I do not.
There is
a difference between help and interference.
Oh, I see.
It is a subtle difference, but one that I would wish you all to acquire. You understand what I try to teach you?
Yes, I think we all do, thank you. We have to recognize a point at which we can no longer offer assistance.
You always can be available to others, but you cannot put upon yourselves guilt or sorrow which does not belong to you.
You have said before, sir, is the difference between compassion and emotion. It would seem that you still get too emotionally involved.
It is difficult for her. It is her nature. But we all have control of our lives. So you must recognize within yourself that aspect which must learn to let go. I am helping her.
Thank you.
Like to say before we continue that I want you, if you will, to help the one who is absent here this night. We speak of the young lady. I think you know of whom I speak. She needs guidance. She needs someone to listen to her. I don't mean superficial talking. I mean to listen deeply with the heart.
If she is willing to talk, I am willing to listen and to help in whatever way I can.
She needs to be approached. About. Of course, it is her right to refuse, but she needs am limited when it comes to making that communication physically.
I understand.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
What I mean.
But I should see what I can do for her then, beginning with myself.
We are a little concerned with her.
Right.
Now, I will say, do you wish to ask me anything this time?
Yes, because I have been given, if I might start, I have been giving a great deal of consideration to what you have told us about the power of thought.
Yes.
And I understand, of course, what you mean and what you have been implying by that. But I think it would do us all good to have a little clarity as to the power of thought operating in the next world when we go there. For instance, we know that because of a different style of living, we shall not need various physical organs. They won't be used as they are here. I have been wondering about breathing, whether it is possible in the next world to dispense with lungs as we know them and to breathe by the power of thought. And this arose in my mind because of the wonders which we have been shown below the surfaces of our oceans on this world. The wonderful life which exists and the colors which exist there also, we now know to be facts. In order to appreciate those, we have to use artificial means, of course, to breathe under the water. Is it possible in the next world to explore under the surface of the waters without the need to breathe as we know it here? Is the power of thought sufficient to keep us alive, I use that word in inverted commas, under the ocean's surface so that we can enjoy the wonders which I'm sure are there?
Firstly, let me clarify some of your points.
Okay.
You know, of course, that your physical makeup is entirely different from that of what we will term spirit.
Yes.
You know that the energies are much more refined.
Mm-hmm.
You also know that when you pass from this existence into those virtual realms, that you leave behind your physical body.
Right.
So, let us continue so far. It is not necessary that you take with you those organs which you have become attuned to whilst upon this earth. But for many, they retain the need, if you like, to function as they always have done. You understand?
Yes, I understand that.
So, for many who come to our side of life, the functioning of the lungs, as you call them, still becomes a necessity for them. So, the power of the thought is actually what maintains this reaction within the spirit body.
My fellow.
follow what yes. I am saying?
Yes, I do.
So, although you have left the physical overcoats behind, you have a counterpart body which functions in the ways you have been used to for some considerable time. Sometimes it is less stressful for that soul to continue to use the words, to use the functions of the body, although it is not as you would imagine. Although the lungs still function, the soul is breathing, it is not necessary. It is the mind power. The mind power of the soul which makes it react to that very thought. Can you understand?
Yes, I understand. Okay.
So you see, when you ask about breathing underwater, you are speaking about a physical thing,
mm-hmm.
not spiritual. It is possible for those souls to enter into seas, rivers, pools, ponds in our world, and to think. And here we come to the crux of the matter. They think they can breathe. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, it is the refined energy of thought that is creating it for them.
This is what I thought must be able to happen.
You do not have a physical lung. You do not have physical organs when you come to our side of life.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the state of the soul and their expectations of life, then it is the power of their thought which creates all for them. You understand?
Yes, I thought it must be like this. Otherwise the power of thought would be, what you have said, would be contradictory. I consider that the power of thought should enable us to explore under the water without any discomfort.
All is thought in our world.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be otherwise.
Yes. Well, you have confirmed what I suspected, but I have never read anything about it in that regard. So that's why I wanted to ask the question.
It is difficult to explain to you in physical terms what thought is.
Yes.
It does not belong in your world. Although you think you know what thought is, it is not something tangible. It cannot be. It belongs to that higher realm of existence for which you all strive.
Right.
But when first you come to our side of life, there is help by those who greet you, although you would not know immediately that their subtle thought energies are helping you along. It is only as the soul grows that it recognizes that it need not have these old patterns of living.
Right.
You understand?
Yes. Thinking about it, as I said, I had been, to me it would seem that since we are energy, and it is merely one form of energy penetrating another form of energy which we would consider to be the sea or the ocean.
You are in fact using energies of a much more subtle nature, all energies intermingled.
Yes.
I have spoken briefly on lighter and denser energies.
No.
This is what is taking place. Always the lighter energies will dissipate the denser. Can you see?
Yes.
It is a complicated matter to try to instruct you on. But thought is you. Can you see?
Yes. Yes, I do. I appreciate that it is difficult to explain it. It's something which has to be experienced.
Yes.
So it is up to us all to enhance our own development as much as we can, so that when we come home, as you call it, so beautifully, we are in a fit state to take full advantage of all the differences which we shall find awaiting us.
If only you would allow yourselves to develop these gifts, as you call them, what I term is your right, what is truly you, if you would only allow yourselves to develop them whilst on this earth, you would see things so much more clearly. You would be ready when the time came for you all to return home. You would have no need to retain these counterpart bodies for recognition, because you see, your thought patterns would have become so refined that instantly you would be at home. Can you see?
Yes, thank you very, very much for that. I'm glad I brought the question up, because my thinking, of course, doesn't give the information to my colleagues here. But you have put it very succinctly now, and I'm sure everybody understands. Or is there any other question anybody would like to ask to follow that up?
I would like to say to you, my friend, I have waited for your question for a few weeks, and have wondered why you have refrained from asking me.
And I'd like to try and get these things clearing my mind first.
I know you do, but sometimes you hesitate and think too deeply. If I can help, I will. So I am pleased that you have brought it forward.
Thank you. Yes, I should certainly take advantage of your help and other questions like that.
As I say, it is difficult to explain in your physical terms. But we are speaking about spiritual matters which have to be gained in knowledge only.
Correct. Because I had wondered about this in the past, in one of the books I read by a very eminent writer who was very closely attuned to your world. And he experimented with photography, and on one occasion it was seen that an arm which was photographed had what appeared to be a cut on it. And the inference from that was that physical, I use the word in inverted commas, physical damage could be sustained by the spirit body. And this I could not accept. Because if the power of thought is so prevalent, as you say, then the power of thought would have healed that wound, or apparent wound, immediately.
But you have to have that power of thought. It has to be used. It will not trigger off by itself.
No.
I have spoken briefly upon the spirit body. I have told you briefly that some of the illnesses upon your earth plane are illnesses within the spirit body. It is a mistaken idea amongst many of you upon this earthly plane. You have to realize that when we speak of spirit, the energies are intermingled. You are not separate units in that respect. Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
That is why we have our hospitals in our side of life. After all, you could say, why do we need them? You know the physical body has been disposed of. So why are you not immediately well and happy? Because the spirit suffers when your physical body is in pain. You cannot separate the two.
No.
I know this is something spoken upon much upon your earthly, and so many wrong words are used. If the spirit is in pain, then you have physical illness.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be the balance with all of you, your thoughts, the mind and the body. Can you not understand?
Yes, I think we do. The difficulty we find, of course, is achieving that balance. And this is what we have to work at.
Yes. And do not think of yourself as being separate from that spirit side of yourself. This is what I want you to fully understand.
Can I ask a question?
Surely.
There is a lady in America called Louise Hay who has written about the relationship between the spirit and the body.
Yeah.
Illnesses. I wonder, do you think what she writes is true?
All people who are in contact with our world are being impressed to write.
Mm.
All of those people who tread this earth are being inspired
mm-hmm.
in many things.
Mm.
But what I will say, and what I have said to you all when first I came, if there is anything which is said to you which you find to insult your intelligence or you cannot accept, then please do not accept it. But I come here to try to put right many of the wrongs which have been spoken upon. And much in your world is contradictory. This we have spoken about too, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
Information given can only be given by those who come and with the amount of knowledge which they too have gained. So I say to you this. I ask you to heed my words.
Mm-hmm.
That body and spirit are one. Your physical being is only a house of the spirit whilst you tread this earth. But the spirit, whilst housed within this body, can be pained, can be affected by the illnesses caused by physical thinking. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Can you see the connection?
Yes, if the two are one, then one each must be affected by the other, of course.
Yes. Too much is spoken that when the physical body leaves, then the spirit is perfect. This is not quite true. The spirit body should be. And I stress the word should be. But in most cases, it is not, because of the very fact of being housed within the physical being.
Well, that is the reason we have so many rescues to deal with, I imagine. Because the spirit has been damaged and comes back in a damaged condition.
Of course, it has to make sense, does it not? That if the physical body has been disposed of, what is causing the problems? Can you understand?
Only the thought that then has
to... So, again we come to how powerful is the thought.
Right.
It is holding that spirit being to ransom, if you like. I cannot think of another expression to give you.
Yeah, we understand that.
That is why your work is so important, to help to free these souls in troubled times. But of course, they have no bodies. So why are they still in pain?
Really, the power of thought operating in the wrong way again.
Yes. That is how powerful the energy of thought is.
This is all extremely interesting for us. Thank you very much.
I hope I have enlightened you a little on this matter.
Yeah. More than a little, I think, hasn't said that. Anybody have any particular query on what has been said? Any other question on it? Anything not understood? But now is the time to get it understood.
I know it seems sometimes difficult for your brain to accept and take all in. But that is why I wanted to go slowly, slowly with you all. Because of your different states of development, there are among you people who will find this information a little more difficult than others. I want you all to understand all that I try to teach you.
So, could I summarize by saying our greatest protection is in the purification of our thoughts?
Yes.
Protection from anything, from
the power of your thoughts, I have said, is the most powerful thing that you will ever possess.
Mm-hmm.
It is that of you which is never ending.
Mm-hmm.
As you continue, as the soul goes along its pathway, in the ends of time to come, when your energy is so refined that no longer are you aware of a spirit being, and there will come that time, then, and only then, will you be recognized as a thought pattern within the cosmos. Can you look a little forward and see that this is what will take place when you have finished treading these earthly pathways, when you have progressed throughout the spirit realm, when you are just a thought pattern, that energy will become purer and purer and more refined.
Yes. As you say, it is difficult to accept, but I think we are beginning to understand.
Well, I imagine it like we when we become pure, we grow like a tree in the right way. It just takes in the same moment.
The time when all energy will flow together so that none is recognizable as individual. But I am taking you too far. I must bring you back a little closer to your time.
Yes, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Thank you for listening to me, because I know the words I speak are not easy. So I want to thank you for giving me more listening time. Now I think I need to speak on other matters. Now,
please.
I will say to you that even as I speak about refined energy thoughts, it is drawing me towards it. That is why I want to talk upon other things. This is something to you probably would not realize, but I could feel myself being drawn away from you.
Yes, thank you. I can fully understand that.
Yes. So, let us speak about other things.
Thank you.
I linger for the rest of this time we will give to each one of you. Let us see what the power of your thoughts can achieve for the rest of this time. I want to say to you that shortly I will be bringing, if not next time, then our meeting after that, someone who will be of interest to you. Now, I will say to you, may that universal love which you all belong to, may it enfold you, may it keep you safe until we come together once more. I leave you all this time with my blessing. I ask that you allow yourselves to use that thought, allowing yourselves to open up to that which can be given to you. My dear friend, I will leave you to finish with these dear people.
And that is with you too.
It helps to sustain me whilst I remain within these conditions.
I do appreciate the effort you must have to make sometimes to really to say descend to us. To us it is descending into such a heavy atmosphere. We love you for it.
We are making good progress, are we?
I have to ask you to do something which may seem stupid, but I wish you please to do it. I wish you to imagine from the top of your heads a blossom appearing, with petals opening outwards to what you would call your sunshine. And I wish you to concentrate upon a beam of light which will be sent down into that blossom upon your head. try to imagine with your own brain what may come to you, but that the power of your thoughts will, that whatever is sent from us shall be received by you within that blossom. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Now I leave it to you to begin what you would call this exercise.
There was then silence for about 10 to 12 minutes, after which Leslie asked each sitter what he or she had received.
Right, you can come back now. Did you get that in there?
I'm more than sure. I thought I could do like a thumb part.
Mm-hmm.
But the leaves didn't seem to be the same type of leaves. It's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I just get that slightly light and shiny.
Huh? That's fine. Oh, good.
Or
is it? Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. Something was in my hand, it was heavy, I thought, oh, I don't want to pop
the rose. Yeah. Is that perfume
with
them? Yes. Good. Right. And my hands
are all on fire and shaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
Paul. Yeah.
What did you get?
Well, flower, I think. So it was a morning glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just concentrating on the light entering the flower.
Uh-huh.
And there was a warmth, I felt.
Good. So?
I thought I had I don't know what it was, but it was a pretty pink shade.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly apple blossom.
I see. Or a little flower, some blossom.
Blossom, some sort of blossom, pink colour.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mark?
I'm not sure if I wanted to have a rose. I think there seemed to be something else as well that was coming. But I wasn't very sure, I wasn't very clear about anything. And I thought I saw an apple on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, nothing very clear.
Right. So,
I think last stage I had a primrose, a yellow primrose, but mm-hmm. I have difficulty getting that flower on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it
shifted
under my eyes.
Yes. Yes, that's understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can. But you notice everybody had flowers.
Hmm.
Oh. That was a common denominator,
would
you all?
Mm.
And Lillian?
I imagined a water lily.
Yes, so you had flower too?
Yeah, that was what I imagined.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Don't use the word imagine.
Oh, you know.
That's what you were aware of.
Yeah.
So that was probably what was being given you.
Possibly.
Imagination would be your own brain,
yes,
which you were asked not to use, you see.
But it just struck me strange a little bit later that it was similar to my name.
Mm-hmm. Well, why strange?
I think I did it too, and I saw a swirling hand.
Swirling colours.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Right, well, you all had flowers anyway.
Mm.
Let's see if there's anybody else to come here.